Superintendent Matt Erickson from Lincoln County School District Number 2. Good morning, Superintendent. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks, Duke. Good to be here.
So my employer happens to be the Senate President of the Wyoming Legislature, which is kind of fun because I get a inside scoop on things, but I tease him a lot because ever since he was put in as President of the Senate, they've had COVID and now they're looking at a special session today and all this stuff is going on. And I kind of look at your time as Superintendent of District 2 and it's been kind of the same, actually. I don't know what you guys are doing, but all this stuff going on now, redistricting and everything. So,
been a lot of opportunities to grow, definitely.
And, yeah.
And interesting you bring up the pandemic because we're starting the third school year that it's affected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly taken a mental toll on staff as well as students and families. So there's a lot of fatigue.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk more about what's happening inside school board meetings right now. And that's the big topic of conversation around the district currently. And that's redistricting for trustee areas for school board members. We had chairman of the board, Wade Hershey, on a while ago to talk all the specifics about the redistricting, the proposals and what's happening. So today with you, I wanted to focus more on the survey that's been sent out by the district to get public feedback and public input on this. So tell us about the survey and kind of the logistics of it, how people can take part in this.
Okay, that's a great question. The school board's been working on redistricting since June. And now the board finds themselves in a position where they've narrowed it down to two options. The census was certified, and it's based on census numbers. So the two options that the board has presented, and they'll be voting on November 10th, will be to stay with five areas and two at large, or to go to two areas with two representatives or trustees from each of the two areas, a north and a south, and then three at large. So specifically with the survey, you can find the survey on our website at lcsd2.org, or there's been other ways that we've communicated. It's on Facebook. Anyway, the survey will close Sunday evening at 5. We're looking for narrative as to why you select the option that you do and why you back that, so that we can further understand different perspectives, and we want a diversity of opinions and look at several different angles of this so the board can make a educated decision, because this decision will be in effect for the next 10 years until the next census is certified.
Right, absolutely. And as talking with Chairman Hershey, they have until the end of the year to finalize all this, because they can't do it in the election year. So it has to be this year, which means that they're going to be voting on this soon, which means the survey has to be done soon. So end of the month, that's the deadline. Is that correct?
So Sunday, Halloween Day, ironically, at 5. So this coming Sunday. And then that'll give the board 10 days to pore over the data and the information that they receive, the comments, before they have their next meeting, which is Wednesday, November 10th.
Superintendent, also of note, as part of the survey, when people go to that link, there's a video there that we really encourage people to watch, because it explains kind of both sides and what's happening. And don't just take the survey, watch the video.
I would strongly encourage people to watch the video. Take some time and educate yourself and listen to the explanation by Chairman Hershey, as well as the dialogue back and forth and the discussion between all seven board members. So absolutely, please spend a little time making sure that you know the facts and how it all works before you take the survey.
So again, the survey can be found at lcsd2.org and on the school district's Facebook page. Have until 5 o'clock this upcoming Sunday, Halloween Day, to get that submitted if you'd like to. Anything else on that survey or redistricting that you'd like to mention, Superintendent?
No, just again, we'd encourage, we want as much participation as possible. So really encourage all stakeholders and parents, voters, to weigh in and let your opinion and voice be heard.
Superintendent Matt Erickson from Lincoln County School District Number 2 in studio today. Superintendent, you started off by talking about COVID, and this is the third school year it's impacted, and how are things going this year? You talked about specifically the mental health and the impact it's had on teachers, staff, and students. How are things now that you're a couple months into the year? How's it going?
Well, we find ourselves last weekend, well, a couple weekends ago, we had state golf, and last weekend we had state cross, and this weekend we start culminating events for football as well as volleyball. So on the activity side, I think that's really helping us to get to these culminating activities for fall activities. And there's a lot of spirit, and there's a lot of things going on. You know, Mr. Horsley does a fantastic job at Star Valley High School and all of our admin team. And there's just we're doing well given the circumstances. And it's been a blessing that we've been able to remain in school. We haven't had to quarantine a class or anything. And we've just been extremely blessed. So,
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. Superintendent, while you're here, anything else regarding what's happening in the district you would like to mention?
I would just, last month when I was on, I was with a couple of guys from Simplot, and I'd just give a shout out to Simplot. They hosted our Rural Safety Day first annual, and it was a huge success for our fifth graders. And we had a lot of community involvement, and it was just a fantastic day. And then also, starting second month with my new administrative assistant, Barney Kleeman, and she's doing a fantastic job, and I appreciate her very much. She's in the middle of a couple of state reports that are extensive right now, and she's doing a great job. So we have great staff.
State reports, extensive state reports. That sounds like a great way to start off your job, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's maybe a little more detailed and time-consuming than she anticipated, but I appreciate her very much.
Absolutely. Well, Superintendent, thank you so much for stopping by today. Anything we missed?
That's it. We're just optimistic and wish good luck to the Panthers and the Braves this weekend with playoff football and regional volleyball. And we're fortunate Star Valley gets to host the 4A regional volleyball, so we'd encourage people to join us at the gym and watch some high-quality volleyball.
Absolutely. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network this morning on Swift 98 and The Spur.